Y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Here in the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, we give you that sports talk in layman's terms. It gets a little raw in here, so if you like your sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. All right, let's get to it. What's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour. We are your hosts, Chris.
And Jonathan.
It's getting tight, man. It's fantasy football playoff time, championship games over here.
Yep.
Jonathan versus Boomay. D-Man.
It is tight.
It's close.
It is so close right now. And I got to win.
Basically, whoever wins this outcome of this
This Bears Philly game is gonna win.
Both y'all got starting QBs.
Why I'm trying to wrap this up so I can catch the game because my emotions are gonna be flying. I'm gonna be pissed off and happy.
Jay Cutler, Nick Foles, Matt Forte, Philly defense, a lot of dudes in the mix.
Yeah, man. I do not personally like playing two dudes at once, but it's the running back and quarterback, so I got to take my chances. My other dude's Matt Ryan.
Versus the Niners D.
Which ain't happening. Yeah. So, got to go with Cutler.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to get into the stuff from L.A., but just want to get some business out the way. You can find the Brother Lemon Sports Happy Hour on Stitcher and iTunes Radio. You can find us on Under Black Is. If you want to hit us up, please do. TheBrothersLayman@gmail.com via email. Hit us up on Twitter @BrothersLayman. Leave us a voicemail, 323-455-4219.
Hit us up. Any questions, comments, concerns y'all may have, anything y'all want to know, any advice y'all may want to give us, any joints y'all might want to have us play for y'all, anything. So get back at us, and we'll definitely get back at you.
Yeah, you know what? I might have to play some 3-6 because you heard about Lord Infamous, right?
What? Don't say he dead.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
My little John right now. What? Are you serious?
Yeah.
From an OD?
I don't know yet. It happened like...
He probably OD'd on something.
Yesterday.
Knowing his ass, he probably OD'd on something.
But I just seen somebody mention something about Lord Infamous. I was like, what? And then KC was like, yeah, you heard about Lord Infamous. I'm like, what? He dead. I'm like, what?
Wow.
So yeah, I went on. So I checked on Twitter today, and they were like, everybody, rest in peace. Lord Infamous.
Oh, yeah, we.
But it's been confirmed by, DJ Paul and all them. And it is.
Yeah, definitely. We definitely going to have to bump some 3-6 for y'all because, man, what? I have no words right now. I don't know what to say. Like, Lord Infamous, wow. A fallen soldier.
For real.
Man. Well, I will be bumping some old school 3-6 on them today. Rest in peace.
Oh yeah.
In peace.
So if y'all start hearing this 3-6 and we don't play it often, we do listen to it. That is why.
Oh yeah.
Let's start with this bad news out in Los Angeles. Kobe Bryant out 6 weeks. Torn meniscus. You know, he was back 6 games.
Same leg.
Same leg.
So that's a little discouraging. So I mean, I said Kobe. I didn't think Kobe'd be back till the All-Star break, and now it looks like that's what it's going to be. So, I mean, it's hard to say he rushed back from his injury, but, I mean, we all knew Kobe was going to push himself to try to get back as soon as possible.
He was cleared by the doctors.
Yeah, he was cleared. I mean, it's not like he tore his Achilles again. It's a different injury, but, you know, it could be that he was pressing. I don't know. But it is unfortunate. Now the Lakers are basically back to square one again. They're a terrible bunch this season. And, you know, good luck making the playoffs because it's probably not going to happen.
Yeah. Now, you and I have both disagreed on when he's coming back. I figured now with this injury, I still think he's going to come back to play in the All-Star game. And you think he...
I don't think he should. I mean... You're probably right. Knowing Kobe, he's probably going to try to rush back so he can play. Because like I said before, I said this could potentially be his last All-Star game. Just saying. And with the injury now and the Achilles, we don't know. That's what I'm saying. We don't know. So this is why I was upset at the Lakers for paying this for all this money. I was just like, let him play a little bit first. Nope, we're just going to pay him the money. And now he's hurt, but he's still getting that guaranteed $50 million.
Yep.
So it don't matter. So
yeah, we were both on that. Like, you didn't have to rush back to sign on. You're like, we want to make sure he's a Laker for life. Like, is he leaving?
That's what like, I'm like, did he drop hints?
Right. Is he threatening you like, hey, if I go into the season as a free agent, I'm out.
Right.
I figured like, well, he's going to resign with them anyway. Well, you know, we got to give him this money. We got to do it soon.
Whatever. Adam, whatever. But, yeah, you know.
If I'm the Lakers, yeah, I'm Lakers. I'm like, sit your ass down.
Yeah, sit your butt down.
Come back in like March.
Mm-hmm. But,
you know.
We'll see.
Yeah.
You know, I hope he gets better. Hate to see a guy's career go down like this with injury. But, you know, Kobe has proven he can bounce back from difficult things before. So, I'm sure he'll be back. I think as far as his timetable, me personally, I think it all depends on where the Lakers are when he's getting close to being cleared. Because I'm like, if they're out of playoff contention, he has no reason to really rush back from the injury. If they're in the mix, though, yeah, I can see him, you know, coming back a little bit earlier than expected and, you know, trying to do what he can. So, but, I mean, before he even got hurt, he wasn't looking all that hot.
No, he seemed like he was starting to get into his groove a little bit. A lot of turnovers.
Good Lord.
But, you know, right now they 10th. Yeah, Steve Nash out another 4 weeks.
Of course. He'll be out the whole season. They don't want to pay him that money.
Nah, he going to come back.
No, he's not. Well, they're going to be like, they doing something under the table. It's like, keep your butt down. You know, we'll do a buyout or something. They're going to do something. There's something going on under the table.
But it's like if Kobe Bryant clearly like, I'm not going to end my career on no injury, you know Steve Nash not going to want to do the same. And like I said, if they are in playoff contention, they're going to need some bodies. And I guess he only needs, what, 4 more games for them to have to pay him? Or he's on the books for next season?
Because they need point guard help bad. Got Xavier Henry playing point guard. Lord, have mercy.
Yeah, because you know Nick Young is more opportunities for him. He's been good. I mean,
he's all day.
Yeah, he's been playing real well, you know, this season, getting the green light and not afraid to shoot. Swaggy P. Yeah, all right. But look, all these people are like, well, now we can get a lottery pick. I'm like, did y'all really think you wasn't getting a lottery pick?
Thank you. Thank you. Y'all mean like a top three. Ah, that's what y'all talking about.
Because you was getting
Want Jabari Parker. Gotcha.
Yeah, I heard that. We're going to get Jabari Parker. And word.
We're going to get Jabari Parker to make a trade to get Andrew Wiggins too. Like, oh, okay. All right. We'll see if that happens. We're going to trade Gasol to a weak team and get a top three pick.
Hell no. Nah. Really? You trading Bouncer to get a top? Who the hell? In this loaded draft, ain't nobody giving you a high-ass pick.
Nope. That's why I'm like, come on, Charlotte, finish 10th so the Bulls can get that pick.
Yeah, I know.
Let's go.
And I know they signed Kendall Marshall. I'm like, all right, that's not.
It's not bad. I mean, he was tearing it up in the D League, putting up 20-10. He was a lottery pick, so, I mean, clearly he has some talent. He ran kind of a similar system in Phoenix, you know, similar to what Mike D'Antoni kind of ran. So he'll figure it out. Yeah. And, hey. Who knows? It might pan out for them.
No, they need bodies. I mean,
he's young.
Right. He's young. He is a legit point guard. Yep. You want somebody who has that mentality to run the offense or at least come in at some point.
Exactly.
You know, until Farmar and Blake and all them can get back. Come back. God, y'all have been hit with the injury. Bug.
Understatement.
And then this Pau Gasol shit. Like, oh, we not shopping. Look.
Yeah, right.
All these people are like, oh, Sheik not on the – we not trading the Sheik. We not trading this guy. I'm like, dude – everybody just filled the waters out after, you know, December 15th when everybody was available for trade. Get your feelers out. Okay, well, we're not trading him yet.
Basically, what they're saying.
We're waiting till February. That's what they're really saying.
Waiting till we get closer to the deadline when we know the Lakers will probably be out of playoff contention and, you know, they can sell that to the fan base.
Should they look at trading Pau Gasol?
Yes. Are you kidding me? I said I said he was going to be dealt before the trading deadline. I still believe that's what's going to happen. They might as well, because they're going to lose him regardless for nothing. if they don't. Because he ain't re-signing for what they probably want to pay him, which is basically nothing. So, yeah. Yeah, might as well.
You know, like radio and them getting mad. And I'm just like, this dude has been underappreciated in L.A.
Since his whole tenure here, basically.
Right. He was playing well. And then once the triangle was gone, he struggled. He's getting older now. Mm-hmm. He's in the system, doesn't utilize his skills.
Yep.
And, you know, he went from a guy who previous coach wanted to use Andrew Bynum more. And Mike Brown, and with D'Antoni, he didn't want to use neither one of them niggas.
Exactly. So feel bad for the man, but you know he'll be a free agent next year. He can go wherever the hell he wants to go. And
yeah, if you get some usable pieces for the future,
get some youth.
Yeah, if you get some youth with somebody that you can actually use, if you're just getting a bad contract, no, just take the space. I know what the NBA is like. Well, you're gonna lose it for nothing. I'm like, you getting $20 million off the books.
Thank you. That's what you're getting.
You know, however, we do know, as we've seen in Dallas, just because you got cap space, no
people going to come. Exactly.
You know, and you want to get mellow. I mean, that's the thing, everybody with that Kobe Bryant, like, look, we take care of our players. I'm like, you mean player? Because, yeah, Kobe Bryant, you take care of him. But if I'm looking at Pau Gasol, you won't give a fuck.
Nope.
You just like, we trading you. No, we not. We kind of want to resign him, but for less.
Like much less.
Right. He's going to take a discount.
A big time discount.
We're trying to get another max player. And like, dude, come on, man. That is.
Oh, it's funny. You know, it is funny.
Other bad look for another team. Brooke Lopez, done.
Dude, when I saw that, I was just like, well, that's Jason Kidd's job for the season. He's done.
On the same leg he injured in 2011.
Yeah. Dang.
That's what I'm saying. This dude is the key.
Yep.
And now you got him. Now all you got is old guys. I'm like, well, y'all ain't making the playoffs.
Nope.
At all.
That's why I said now it's the battle to see who's the worst team in New York, Brooklyn or the Knicks.
Jeez.
Take your pick. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I know New York is just up in arms. Like, Brooklyn Lopez hurt. Robinson Cano left.
Yeah, people been asking, is this the worst year in professional
Mets
sports
are irrelevant.
In New York?
Giants are garbage. Jets are the Jets.
Right.
Like I said, hockey is pretty much all y'all got right now. Hold on to it.
I know, my team's trying to hold on, but we did pull out that W versus the Warriors. Don't sleep, y'all.
Yeah.
Like Duncan Parker, Ginobili out. Okay.
And still.
Bellinelli. Hot.
Noice. Yeah. I mean, Bellinelli was a good gift for San Antonio in the offseason.
That was a great gift.
He was a great gift for them. Did some good things with the Bulls last year. And now he's doing the same thing with San Antonio. Man can shoot threes, clearly. So, Spurs just a rolling, man. I mean, there's really nothing to say about the Spurs. They do the same thing every single season. Everybody says, oh, they're going to be whatever. And then they just keep rolling, and they're a top three seed. It's good. Yeah. Whatever. They're going to be a top three seed at the end of the season. Yeah. I'm done talking about Spurs.
Next thing you know, oh, they got the best record in the West. When that happened?
Yeah, like, they just keep rolling. So there's really nothing else I can say just about the Spurs. Duncan's playing better. Parker's back. Greg Popovich is still there. They're still going to keep winning. I mean, what else is there to say?
See, I'm saying, well, let's take a quick look. We're a quarter into the season now. You can kind of, you know, feel where teams are right now. Mm-hmm. And starting with the West.
Please. Damn. Please start with the West.
Of course. They go thinking 11, 12 deep. Looking at it as of today, Oklahoma City and Portland are actually tied for the best in the West.
Wow.
You know, Spurs third, and you got Clippers, Rockets, Phoenix.
Right.
That's 16-10. Dallas at 7. Denver 8. Golden State looking out right now, but they 15-13. Lakers 10th. Minnesota 11th. You got New Orleans and Memphis. And then, of course, Kings and Utah's at the bottom. I have to say, man, Portland, I knew would be better improved, but I did not think they would be pushing Oklahoma City for that division at all.
Yeah, I didn't think they would be a division leader. I figured they'd be second, but Damian Lillard, beast.
Man,
he's a monster.
Hitting big shots, man. Just hitting long threes. I don't care.
And LaMarcus Aldridge needs to be in the MVP discussion.
Clearly.
No question about that.
Yeah, he's been a top three power forward in the last couple of years, you know, but Portland hasn't played well, so, of course, nobody's talking about him.
Mm-hmm.
And now, man, he is lighting it up, taking it over. This is his team.
It's unreal. It's unreal. And kudos to Jeff Hornacek. He's done a fantastic job with the Phoenix Suns. Everybody, I thought they'd probably be last in the freaking division. Eric Bledsoe is the man. He was well worth the trade for them. He's teaming with Dragic. I mean, they have a nice thing going right now. Gerald Green's been balling.
Yeah, I'm saying.
You got the Morris twins. I mean, they have pieces, and Jeff Hornacek has done a really good job, especially as a rookie head coach. This is why we say for Jason Kidd, you needed some experience.
Yeah, this is why you take a team and see what you can build up. That way we know, can you really coach? And, yeah, I know they wanted a lottery pick. I mean, everybody wants a lottery pick.
They got four. Phoenix got four first-round picks next year. Are you serious?
Yeah. And that playoff, to me, I know they tried to tank and blah, blah, blah. We already went over that last week. Mm-hmm. But playoff experience is a lot. If they get into the playoffs and they play one of the big three teams out there and they put up a fight, or even if they, you know, win a game, you've gotten a taste for these young guys to know what it's like to be in the playoff, what it takes to win, and, you know, upping the energy level. And, you know, the playoffs is the second season, got to up the ante. Yeah, Jeff Hornacek definitely in the coach of the year mix.
Oh, yeah, without question. Without question.
Golden State, I'm really shocked right now. I mean, I know they've been hurt, but, hey, you snuck them on everybody last year. Exactly. Now expectations is high. You know, you trying to battle the Clippers for that division. You know, you want to get past the second round, and, like, now you're ninth. You know, to me, losing Jared Jack hurt a lot.
Yep.
Because you're asking Curry to play more on the ball and run the system, which he's done a fair job of, but he is turning it over a lot. They're starting to have a mix of either Curry's playing well or Thompson's playing well, but not both at the same time. I don't know what's, you know, you signed Boga to that big payday.
Questionable.
Mm-hmm. Although he had a nice game the other day. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess it was the Lakers, but I mean, still. You know, I know they've been hurt, but ninth, you're not even in the playoff mix right now?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I figured they'd be top shocking. Five for real.
Definitely shocking. So.
Get the sand. And then out in the East, I mean, we used to know it's a two-team race right now.
Oh, God.
And that was a good matchup, man, this past week.
Fantastic.
Was that a foul at the end of the game? That little LeBron James caressingly touching his back.
That's basically what he did, caressed his back. Yeah. Yeah. No, because, I mean, if you look at it, it's not like LeBron, like, extended his arms and, like, pushed him. He just touched his back. I mean.
I'll put it this way. If that call.
To me,
in Miami, in Miami, they ain't calling hell that. No, crap. They ain't calling. And probably in Indiana, they're not calling it because LeBron James is doing it. So he not
plus, it was the last shot. And Paul George kind of threw that up thinking he was going to get a call. It's like, dude, you got to try to make the damn shot. Right. Thinking you're going to get a call. Try to hit the shot. Period. So he'll learn.
Oh, yeah, they came up big. I think they need to go into West and Hibbert more, man. I know Hibbert was in foul trouble, but
yeah,
I don't want to see, like, all right, we need a shot, and everything is always, well, Paul George is going to get the shot. I'm like, y'all got other playmakers on the team.
Exactly.
David West hits big shots to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, everybody knows going, like, to Paul George. And he gets it. They double-team him, and it's like, oh.
It's
like,
the same thing it always is with all these players. Oh, he's gonna get triple teamed. Oh, let's just still give him the ball. Okay.
Yeah,
find the open man.
You know, but they're a game up on Miami. You know, they've really been impressive. I just like how they come out the box firing 21-5.
Mm-hmm.
You know, only lost one game at home. I mean, shit, Oklahoma City ain't lost at home yet. I mean, damn. But yeah, that's it. Atlanta in third. Very surprising. Because they cleaned house.
Yeah.
I can see why they don't want to make the trade for a Sheik and give up Millsap. Because right now, I mean, you in third.
Yeah.
You're doing your thing.
You're doing well. And their coach as well has to get some consideration. Comes from the Greg Popovich coaching tree and is doing a good job.
So, everybody forgot about the DUI.
You need experience.
Yep. You know, Boston's fourth.
God, at what?
12 and 16. Yep, went from four on down. Oh, that's when the under 500 start kicking in.
Celtics, I mean, excuse me, sir. Yeah, four on down. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I mean, come on. But, I mean, the Celtics, I mean, even to be in the mix, they fighting. The coach hasn't playing well, but damn.
The whole conference sucks. Who's fifth?
The Wizards, 12 and 13. They're almost at 500. They could be better than they are. They should be better than under 500.
And then we got
Charlotte at six. Hey, now Charlotte.
I told you. They finally trying to do some things. Finally, when they got Al Jefferson, it was like, all right, they're not bullshitting anymore. They're actually trying to win. Because before it was like, all right, Bismack Biyombo. Like, word.
Yeah, we giving Tyrese Thomas.
We taking DJ Augustine over Brooke Lopez. Like, seriously? Come on.
About the Adam Morris and all that.
Oh, I don't even need to mention him. Number three, who is no God, he's supposed to be next Larry Bird. Yeah, okay. Kwame Brown, Michael Jordan, you picked him too. Finally, he got it right. Signed out Jefferson. You picked Cody Zeller. Who seems to be doing okay.
Yeah, Kemba Walker's been a great
pick. Kemba Walker's been an awesome pick. Gerald Henderson was a nice get.
Steve Clifford's done a good job.
He's done a really good job.
He's got these guys motivated and playing. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, they'll last the rest of the season. But so far, quarter in, they've looked impressive.
They've looked really good.
You know, Detroit at 7, 13 to 16. They fighting. Drummond's looking great.
Hey, that was an awesome pick.
Yeah. Because he was awesome. Pick. Like, ninth or something?
Yep. Fell to ninth.
Well, he got character issues now. It's like, oh, damn, we should have
got him. Yeah, I bet you should have. Like 19.
No, but I had
Is, y'all put too much pressure on these kids. They're kids. He got character issues. He's 19 fucking years old, man. He's not even a grown man. Right. He's big, but he ain't grown.
But he played 1 year of ball.
Yeah, he played 1 year at UConn. It was like, well.
What was he going to do? Oh, if the rules was the same, he would have just came out of high school. Yeah.
He got character issues. He's a high school senior. Like, whatever. He's NBA balling. Him and Greg Monroe form a nice front court.
Right.
Period. You keep that for a long time. You keep that intact.
I will say this. I think they will match whatever Greg Monroe gets, unless it's something ridiculous. But the way Andre Drummond is playing, Greg Monroe might be shopped at some point. Because I don't know if they want to keep Josh Smith at the three. I know it's working right now, but for them to get up into the upper echelon, they're going to need a nice little scoring punch, and they're going to have to give somebody up.
Would you, if you were in their shoes, would you attempt to swap like a Greg Monroe for Luol Deng type thing?
This year, no. Well, he's coming on. He's going to be a free agent, so no. I'd ride Greg Monroe. I would ride it out. I like him.
Greg Monroe's awesome. He's a very good player, very underrated power forward. He can pass, he can defend, rebound, and all. I mean, he can do everything, so.
It's just hard because everybody likes every combination 1 through 5 is great except the 4 or 5. Mm-hmm. See, like if you got a good 4 and a good 5, it's like, oh, well,
keep both of them.
You got a good 1, 2. Yeah, that works too.
But I'm like, if Indiana makes it work, so why can't everybody else?
Because they have no legit superstar like a Paul George-esque or some wing-esque player that's just going to put up 30.
Yeah.
But they got pieces. I mean, you know, we'll see what happens. And rounding out eighth, Toronto at 10-4. Oh, my God, really? They just trying to clean house, too. They just trying to clean house.
Yeah, they trying to clean house, get contracts off the books, and Kyle Lowry's up next.
Yeah, he'll be gone.
He'll be shopped and he'll be moved. God, the Bulls didn't even aren't even in it right now.
Yeah, Bulls one game out. 10-16, not looking hot at all. 3-11 on the road. Damn. Scoring almost 92 points a game.
Oh, gee whiz. We can't
they gonna have to break them up.
No. Tony, I mean, it was hard. I mean, it's hard going into the season losing Derrick Rose again. Like, they took an emotional – that had to have taken a serious emotional toll on the whole team. Because it's just like, dude, again? But, I mean, Tony Snell came up big last night. Had some big shots, hit 5 threes. So, I mean, they have a shooter. Nice rookie that they picked in the draft this year. If Jimmy Butler, if he can ever freaking stay healthy. I mean, we're just hurt, man. Kirk Heinrich's down too. Luol Deng's in and out. It's the same old same with the Bulls. They're always hurt. This is what we deal with every single season. But, hey, I will say, DJ Augustine, though, has looked great as a Bull.
Okay.
He's taking – look out for him, folks. He is taking the role Nate Robinson basically had last year. I'm serious. He had 15 and 10 the other night. They've basically given – Tom Thibodeau's given him the keys and let him, you know, kind of do his thing after getting acclimated with the team and the system. And, psh, hey, whatever it takes, I don't care. Just get in the damn playoffs.
No, I mean that's a goal for y'all, at least to get in the playoffs to make a –
some kind of effort. Hey,
man, but if y'all around this, if y'all are close to the playoff, y'all in the same spot come February, is it time to make some moves and get something for Luol Deng? Even though he may come back, maybe, do you?
I would say, yeah. I mean, at least see what you can get for him, but I don't think they want to. I think they really want to try and bring the core back together again to at least see what can happen if Derrick Rose can play out a full season. That's my thought.
Right, because y'all first, well, he did have one. That was before he got his MVP season, and it wasn't enough.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, we amnesty and Boozer after the season anyway, so that'll clear some cap space. You know, and, you know, who knows? We'll grab, pick up a quality. Well, I mean, they could potentially, they could amnesty Boozer after the season. You saw you re-sign Luol Deng to something smaller. You slide Gibson to the start at the four, and then you sign a scoring two guard.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, and then you bring Jimmy Butler off the bench and all them cats off the bench. You know,
say that cast base for the Kevin Love sweepstakes in 2 years.
That's right.
Or, of course, Bosch, because I don't know if he's staying. Yeah, but. Yeah. All of that. And then, yeah, Cleveland is underperforming. Anthony Bennett has been B-U-S-T.
Garbage. Kwame Brown-esque as the number one pick.
Damn.
Kwame Brown-esque.
I don't know. Is he hurt or is he just not performing?
He's out of shape. He's garbage. He wasn't that. I didn't think he was that good to begin with. I personally didn't. I was like, whatever. Like
Anthony Bennett. Oh.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay.
But nobody had, like, I mean, no, who was
this? Was draft was terrible. That's why nobody wanted to do anything with this draft. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you have guys who've hit on, you know, a couple players, like, you know, Charlotte got Cody Zeller. You know, Tony Snell for the Bulls has been okay. I mean, everybody knew going in the draft wasn't strong. It was a weak draft.
But for Cleveland got to be mad, because I'm like, you, this draft, Anthony Bennett hadn't done much. Last draft, now Deion Waiters, you're looking at trading him. I'm like, so basically you hit Kyrie Irving, and then since then.
And even Kyrie Irving's injury prone.
Yep. Tristan Thompson has been good, but not
great.
A top four pick player. And then all they sent, I'm like, y'all trying to trade for a sheet?
Yo,
did you just sign Andrew Bynum?
Your scouting department is whack.
Yeah, Varejão. I'm like, damn.
Get it together.
And then after that, we got the two New York team, Brooklyn. Yeah, we spoke about them. They just, like I said, Mark Cuban, like, I'm glad I ain't them. You stuck. Man.
Yep.
And then the Knicks. You know, we're not trading Tyus Chandler. We want to see him back. Like,
okay. Y'all yeah, still going to be weak. Mm-hmm. It don't even matter, so. Whatever. New York, I'm sorry. It is just a shitty time to be a fan of a New York team.
It is terrible, man. Damn. I don't even want to watch your games. Did you see that? I think that was that game versus Milwaukee, where that fool Bargnani got the ball back and then shot it. It was like, you're up. With 9 seconds left. Why are you shooting the ball?
And then you have the situation where there was like six, I don't know, like 5 seconds left or something, and they didn't call a timeout. Or Mike Woodson didn't call a timeout. I'm like, I ain't hit. I'm like, you got five other people on that court who have been in the NBA for some time. All of them know to call a timeout. I'm like, why didn't Carmelo's superstar ass call a timeout? Should have known better. Instead, he runs up the court while Pablo Prigioni or whoever, or excuse me, Beno Udrich is arguing with Bargnani about some defensive lapse, and Carmelo chucks up a three, nothing but backboard. They're in shambles. Yeah. They're a joke. They are a joke.
Mike Woodson ain't going to make it.
Nope. And I feel bad for him because it's not his fault.
No, but people are going to start feeling like it.
It is not his fault.
You had an underachieving
You have a
team.
Sorry-ass team. That's the problem. It's your owner's fault. It's the owner's fault. We all know whose fault it is. James Dolan.
Yeah, it's his fault.
We all know that. So, fine. Go ahead and fire him. Hire Isaiah Thomas to be head coach and keep it rolling.
You know, get Allen Houston, Herb Williams.
Oh, Allen Houston could be head coach. Are you fucking kidding me? See, that's what I mean. It's a joke. Feel bad for Spike Lee. He gonna go dying with the Knicks. Sorry as hell.
They'll turn it around in the next.
No, they won't.
10 years.
No, they won't. Because if they lose Carmelo Anthony, it's a wrap, son. Who else? Who's gonna come to New York? I'm sorry. You can say it's New York and all that crap. Who's gonna come to
you
New
know
York?
What, honestly,
with Amari's ass. Who don't play back to backs? You got Steve Novak, who don't know what he's doing.
Bargnani has been a terrible trade.
You got Chandler. He's good on defense, but he can't do nothing offensively.
He's an expiring contract.
Raymond Felton probably going to get traded.
Like, he's a below average point guard.
Pablo Prigioni
has been solid.
You got Beno Udrich,
role player.
Exactly. Who's going to come there?
Shumpert is just underperforming.
He's getting traded.
J.R. Smith to J.R. Smith.
You got J.R. Smith, brother.
Yep. I mean,
it's a joke. Ron Artest. Forgot about him. It's a joke.
He just have you playing in New York.
Like, I don't even see. Does he even play? It almost seems like he plays and then he'll go be on a TV show and do something else.
Right.
I'm like, is he even on the team?
He's probably working on the team. Metal World Peace mixtape. Hey, I'll say this now. The way they sucking. Watch, if they end up there, what, 9, 10, 11, 12, 8, oh my God, 8 and 18, if they're still around, this is a quarter, so.
They have to trade him. They got to trade him. They have to.
If they don't make.
They have to, because he's leaving.
If they don't get under, well, it's the whole thing of who's going to rent him. If they do trade him, I will say this, for the Knicks, and their luck and whatever goes on with the NBA, This is the best year for you to play like shit. Because if the Knicks suck,
they're getting the number one pick. They're getting number one because of the conspiracy. They're getting Jabari Parker. Period.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's, open up the envelope. The Los Angeles Lakers and number one, the Knicks, like, y'all motherfuckers. Word. Okay. Okay.
Number three, the Chicago Bulls.
Hell.
Excuse me, we'll put Brooklyn number three.
Yeah, and then at the bottom, it's Orlando, Milwaukee. Yeah. Orlando, Philly, Milwaukee. Philly came back down to earth.
Yeah.
Orlando's name, Milwaukee. I mean, damn.
They're sorry. It's Milwaukee.
It's like the only time I can remember them good, it was like Lou Alcindor was there in the Big O. Then you had it when George Karl was there, Ray
With
Allen.
The Big Three.
And them.
Well, he had Sam Cassell, Ray Allen, and Glenn Robinson.
Yeah, and then since then.
Ass.
They've been terrible. Just trying to do something still.
They're starting over. Brandon Knight. John Henson, OJ Mayo.
And even them, they were talking about getting a center. I was like, you just paid Larry Sanders $44 million.
And he's ass again.
Ilyasova, you
like, I'm gonna ball money. Out. This is why you gotta be careful. I'm gonna ball out of my contract year. Pay me. Now I'm sorry again.
Right.
Like,
but I guess it was good for them to sign him to an extension before
whatever.
All that.
You can say that if you want to. Whatever.
I'm trying to give them some hope.
Yeah, what they need it because Jesus Christ.
But we're gonna come back from a quick break. We're gonna talk about this NFL. Week 16. Oh my God. Yeah, we getting in. We are going in. Let's do the Brothers Lame Sports Happy Hour.
I got another motherfucking gold plaque on the wall, that nigga. Now tell me what you think about that. Look me in my eyes and tell me, nigga. Bitch, 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 bitch. Hoach, hoach, hoach. Nigga, chop him in the trunk. 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 Get back to shit.
Y'all to the Brothers Lame Sports Happy Hour. Y'all want to chime in? We'd love to hear your feedback. Hit us up. You can reach us on Twitter at Brothers Lame. You can email us thebrotherslame@gmail.com. Or you can leave us a voicemail 323-455-4219.
Yeah, definitely hit us up. We definitely get back at you. Want to know how y'all liking the show, what y'all think, anything y'all think we need to work on. We take criticism the right way. We don't get pissed off. We utilize it and use it to make things better. So let us know. We'll get back at you.
Oh, yeah. Shout outs to everybody who's been retweeting the show and who follows us on Twitter and shows us some love. We always appreciate that, man.
Always, always.
Man, Tony Romo talking about
saved his life.
Saved his ass.
He saved his life. Dallas would have had fans like, I'm going to kill this nigga.
I can't believe that. Like, that was a good play. I actually caught it. Hey, shout out to NFL Red Zone. I just turned on the TV and it's like, oh, touchdown. I came back and I was like, y'all really about to blow this? Third down, let's run the ball. Like, oh, now y'all want to run. Y'all way past the team. Y'all not even at the end zone. And it was like, fourth down, here we go.
Yep.
He scrambles, touchdown to Marco Murray. And then you see all fucking the Redskins players just like, what? I can't believe that. Because like, my homie, dude, safety had a clean look on him. He's just like, oop, pop.
So, God, man.
Jason Garrett, you got saved.
St. Louis Rams, I know, are just like, hell yeah, keep losing. We got a top three pickup in this motherfucker. God, man.
I knew they were going to lose, but I didn't expect them to actually have a chance to win the game.
Hey, Kirk Cousins has done a great job starting these past couple games. Houston, you need a quarterback. So,
yeah, look at him.
All y'all teams that need a quarterback, take a look at him because he's done a good job. He filled in last year for RG3 also when he was hurt and did a pretty reasonable job. So the kid got skills, clearly. So
well, I mean, there's a reason that Shanahan took his ass.
As far as getting a first-round pick for him, that ain't happening.
No.
No, they ain't giving you a first-round pick.
No, we already seen the Trent Richardson debacle. People yeah, like, I ain't doing that shit.
Doing that shit.
But, yeah, he, man... They gone anyway. I don't care.
Yeah.
They are
Shanahan done. And all of them are done. There's no way you can sell the fans with him coming back again. He's been god awful in his whole 10 years, coach. They're done. They are done.
Everybody just thought it was Donovan McNabb, that maybe he got a problem. Like, clearly it's the coach.
Yep. Without question.
They just totally underachieving. I mean, the defense is ass.
Special teams are garbage.
3-12, yeah, 2-6 at home. I mean, Dez Bryant trying to be a leader out there.
Go ahead, Jerry Jones. Go ahead and talk your shit, because we all know you about to.
You need to just be quiet.
Greatest, the greatest game I've ever, the greatest comeback I've ever seen. Tony Romo, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, after you done blew it the last game. Whatever. Why did you change offensive coordinators and then don't like running the ball?
They're doing the same thing.
Trade DeMarco Murray, damn it, to a team who's actually going to run the ball. God.
They're doing the same thing. I mean, you switch coordinators, you switch play calling, nothing has changed. You're still throwing it way more than you
running. Oh, he got 22 carries. Oh, okay, I guess you learned from last week. You ran it about 6 times at the fucking second half. And he had like 100 yards already.
Like, that's what I'm talking about with these teams. They don't get it. You got to feed these guys, man. These elite running backs, you got to feed them the ball. But,
hey, man, I got to say,
I can only preach it.
Next week, man, playing this Philly team who right now is up versus Chicago 7-0. I mean, I love the fact that NFL made division games the last week of the season. That's awesome. This game, man.
For everything. And I know Dallas is just.
Philly should be playing.
Dallas going to find a way to fuck it up and lose and not make the playoffs.
They playing in Philly, right? I think they're playing in Philly.
I think so, but.
Still. All the pressure is on.
It's on Dallas. Mm-hmm. They playing for Jason Garrett's job. Or excuse me, Jason Garrett play, coaching for his job.
Because if he don't make the playoffs,
he's getting fired.
Yep.
That was a question.
You can talk about what should we do with Tony Romo. I was like, hey, there's about 20 teams who will be like, y'all don't want Tony Romo? We'll take him. Quick. Like, give me Tony Romo shit. You don't think the Raiders will take him? Hell no, the Raiders will take his ass quick. Shit. Come on, man. But that's going to be a good game, man.
Yep.
God, they suck. And then big game by Cam Newton. Man. Big TD drive at the end of the game. Clinching a playoff spot.
That was huge. That was very that showed maturity from Cam Newton. The way he marched the team down the field, got the touchdown at the last minute. Man, their defense is freaking serious, man.
That game was low scoring. I was like, this game boring. And then it kicked and then it just kicked up and I caught the end of that drive, man. I was like, this dude on it.
Yeah. Carolina's on a mission. We all were questioning Ron Rivera's job at the beginning of the season. He's clearly going to keep his job. And they're looking good.
Oh, yeah, man. They are looking hot. Clinched the playoff spot. Steve Smith left game with that knee injury.
Yeah, glad I didn't play him in my championship game today.
Oh, I know you didn't.
Didn't need that. Did not need that. Yeah. Congrats to them. They look like they're going to win the division. And New Orleans, man, they starting to fall a little bit.
I know. They almost look like they could have won it. Could have had clinched the home field, but didn't. Because, hey, last time the Cardinals was in Seattle, got their ass mopped. But today, man, I saw that throw by that catch by Michael Floyd. Sick. Put him up and got the 2-point conversion. And then there was that controversial play of Russell Wilson's INT. Supposedly looked like it bounced off the dude's arm and they caught it, but it did look like it kind of hit the ground. I mean, it was hard to tell.
Mm-hmm.
But they first lost. I've read this is Russell Wilson's first loss at home as a Seahawk. Like, damn.
I knew they weren't going to go undefeated at home. I knew it.
Hey, man.
They came close.
Cardinals, man. They still in the – Cardinals are 10-5.
Yep. Looking great.
Man.
You got to give Bruce Arians some love for Coach of the Year. They looking good.
Oh, yeah. NFC West, man, was shit. Now, man, I don't even want to play the NFC West.
Nope.
If they can get some, you know, some continuous, a better running game going, man, they're going to be scary.
Definitely, definitely.
Let me see. So what are we looking at the NFC right now? Let me take a quick peek.
Take a gander.
There's been some good.
It's been some fantastic football going on today, and oh boy, oh boy. Some teams are just screwing up like we expected.
Oh, of course.
Detroit Lions, man. Let me just go ahead and say it. I mean, I don't know how the hell they the Giants.
In overtime.
Dude, they had the division locked. All they had to do was beat some weak teams. They can't beat the Matt Stafford, you ain't elite.
No, you ain't.
You clearly are not elite. You are regular. Erratic.
7-8. Hell. Come on.
Are you serious? Come on, man. Hey, kudos to the NFC West, though. They are the only division that all four of their teams have the potential to be over 500. The Rams are 7-8. Are you serious?
That's crazy, man.
Come on now. And
we thought it was a two-team race, but damn.
San Francisco better win tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Got to take advantage.
Oh, boy, because if Frisco don't make the playoffs, that's crazy. But they probably will.
I mean, come on. I'm looking at this joint like, after that Pittsburgh loss, it's like, okay, but you lost to Tampa Bay. You whooped Green Bay's ass on Thanksgiving, but you lost to Philly, lost to Baltimore, lost to the Giants. Victor Cruz out.
Yep.
Y'all playing at home, playoffs on the line, and you don't win.
Can't do it.
You suck, Detroit. What's your problem? Damn. I mean, like last week, I mean, look, every great player has a bad game.
Yeah.
And Megatron was dropping every goddamn thing. I couldn't believe that, man. I was like, wow, oh, he's dropping some big touchdowns.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe that. 3 interceptions by Matt Stafford, man. You are getting you and Tony Romo win that club.
Yeah, man. Y'all just Matt Stafford is so erratic, so inconsistent. I just don't get the kid, man. I don't get it.
Right. I mean, granted, you were hurt the first couple of years. We get that. But now, come on. Come on.
Come on, man. But, you know, unfortunately, Detroit probably not going to make the playoffs.
No, I think they out now.
Jim Schwartz, probably, he may get fired.
He need to get fired.
At the end of the season. But, because with the talent they have, they should be much better than what their record shows. And they just need to go in a new direction. I don't know.
Yeah, because right now you got Seattle and Carolina in the driver's seat for them buys.
Yep.
Philly's third.
Yep.
Chicago's in the mix for fourth right now. Frisco and New Orleans. So, you know, and Arizona's in the mix.
Yep. They're very close.
Arizona is in the mix.
They need Atlanta to pull a shock and beat San Francisco tomorrow, which I don't see.
You never know.
Yeah, but you never know. These teams like to play spoiler and we'll see.
No, I think Frisco should win that, but hey, you don't know what these damn
exactly
games.
Exactly.
See, I'm liking it, and let's move on to the AMC.
Go to the movies.
Right. Peyton Manning.
Thank you. Just bow for the man.
New record. How many? 400 yards.
400 yards. 4 TDs, 0 interceptions, 51 touchdown passes on the season. Holla.
MVP coming.
Without question, because he's about to break the yardage record, too.
Hey, Manny, putting that pussy on the chain wax. Oh, yeah, so, and then we see it after the game. You know, it's all about team and, you know, the guy he is. Because, you know, he all about chips.
Yep. Because honestly,
it don't mean shit.
Yeah, honestly, like this 51, it's like, yeah, but at the same time, since Peyton did it, doesn't mean shit. Cats are just like, win a ring then.
Yeah, when Tom Brady got it and broke to have 15, they were like, oh shit. And then you lose, everybody's like, oh, I forgot.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. So if he can, if he does win that ring this year, this could go down as the best quarterback season of all time.
If he wins the chip this year, and he gets legit and has multiple rings, he will for real be in the argument of
greatest of all time.
Yes. He will be in the argument. I don't know what he's not number one to me. This will solidify him top five for sure.
Now, if Denver ends up winning the championship, will this be the greatest season by a quarterback ever?
Depends what he does in the playoffs, because Peyton Manning is everybody. He's the greatest regular season quarterback.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see. Mm-hmm. It's all looking very weird. It's all looking strange. Reminiscent of back when Elway won it. Manning's 37.
I mean, come on, 37? That one 51 touchdowns, probably going to put up a few more in the Raiders. If they up, he's probably going to go, I'm going to go for four in the first half. We up 28-3.
Get this done with.
All right, I can sit down.
Exactly. Let Brock Osweiler get some time. But the bad news, of course, Von Miller left the game with a knee injury. Team thinks it could be a torn ACL. I am praying to God it's not a torn ACL, because that is, it's not a good look. But
yeah, we already got Welker out.
Yeah, Welker's out.
Come back for the playoffs, but
he should be back for the playoffs. But losing Von Miller would definitely be a huge blow. Best pass rusher we have on the team. So, but Peyton can continue to carry the team. You know, who knows? We may be able to hopefully win it without him. So we'll see. They play the Raiders next week, which should be a smash 'em.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we'll move on. We have a bye, so it don't matter. We're getting some kind of bye, but well, now we got to clinch that number one seed because the fucking Patriots waxed, put the pussy on the chain, waxed that Ravens ass. Because 41-7.
I thought it'd be more competitive than that.
Baltimore, you should be ashamed of yourselves. Should be ashamed.
Yeah, that was not, I expected a closer game than that. Yeah. No Gronk, and they all banged up, and they just was like, shut you down.
Completely.
Golly. You playing the New England Patriots off a loss, like, oh, fuck.
Yep.
It ain't going to be a good look. So, yeah, they right on them heels.
They right on the heels of Denver. Cincinnati, huge statement today, dropping bombs on them.
Oh, yeah. I'm impressed, man. It's like, what, three seasons under Andy Dalton.
Yep.
Three playoff appearances. Yep. That's never happened in their franchise history. Three straight playoff appearances. So he doing something right. He might be iffy at times and not having no faith, but he's doing something.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure.
He's doing all right. And we'll see what happens. But I mean, for that last and final spot, you got a lot of teams fighting for it.
Shooting Indy right now. I mean, this could have been a matchup for the first round. I did not see them putting 23-7 on the Chiefs.
Kansas City.
In Arrowhead.
So, right. Very disappointing. Very, very disappointing. So
that's a bad outing.
Ugh. So, but I mean, the divisions are now all locked up.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, there's one spot available. So everybody's fighting to see who can get that last and final spot. We all know it's basically Denver and New England to see who gets the number one seed. It's either going to be them two. Right now, Denver does still hold it. And you got Indianapolis, Cincinnati as your 3 and 4.
Mm-hmm.
Got Kansas City at the 5 spot.
And Miami don't want this shit.
And for that 6, I mean,
Miami getting shut out at Buffalo.
Yes!
Come on. Do y'all want
Come
it?
Come on, man. Ryan Tannehill got pulled. Because you were so bad. Yes.
Oh,
for Matt Moore.
Ooh.
Who in turn threw a pick. So, I mean, Miami, they don't want it. Baltimore, they don't want it. The only team that seemed like they even wanted it today, kind of, was San Diego.
Mm-hmm. And, man, if San Diego get in, I'll be like, wow. And we were straight thought beginning of the season. Like, this is a one-team division.
Yep.
They get two of them in there. Wow, I'm be really impressed.
Yeah. So, Mike McCoy's done a really good job as a head coach.
Yeah, made things more fun for Phillip Rivers,
mm-hmm.
Danny Woodhead, awesome. Grant, Keenan Allen.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere.
Very big. Hey, sleeper pick probably of the draft this year. Should have been a first-round pick. I don't know why the hell he dropped to the third round, but whatever.
No, that's a nice
man. San Diego struck gold on that one.
They showed it.
Oh, boy. And then the Jets, hopelessly hoping upon hope that they have a shot, but they ain't happening.
Nah, did they win today?
Yes, they did.
All right, Cleveland. Okay, well, Yeah, you can do that. But I mean, down to the motherfucking wire.
Yeah, it's definitely coming down to the wire. And woo! This is what I like, though. I like when week 17 means something. I hate when it's just like, we ain't playing our starters. We're just going to play bench guy. I hate that. I like for the games to be meaningful. I like for you to have you guys come out and play. That way, I mean, they are at least in some kind of rhythm.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not like, you know, guys going into the playoffs, it's like, okay, we still in our little rhythm here. So, right now, everybody's still battling, battling to find their seating. So, it's going to be an excellent week 17, I believe. Yes, sir.
Oh, it will be. And we got to go in. Shout out to Letitia from the Black Astronauts Ladies Launch. Sorry about your damn Lions. Jesus. Yeah, I know we ripped on them, but sorry. You had to.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
They don't want it.
We keeps it real.
But she sent us this joint on a gossip about these fantasy football folk threatening to kill players. This one dude hit up after Calvin Johnson had a bad game. Like, I lost my fantasy playoff game by 4 damn points. That's 4 bullets for each of you bitches. Like, really?
Yeah, like, seriously, man. Come on, man. This is the type of crap Chris and I do not like. We hate this type of shit. It's when you guys get out of line. Like, I'm going to kill you. For what? For costing you a fantasy football game? Seriously? Get a fucking life.
How much money you put on it? Did you lose like $5,000?
I put $20 on that game. Get a damn life, man. Come on.
This is why fantasy football is fun and why it's stressing. Yeah. Dude, I'm having the worst fantasy football season ever in my life.
And I'm in 2 championship games, but I may not win one of them.
I'm frustrated as hell. I could be like, Roddy White, I'm coming for you, man. But I picked his ass.
Yeah.
I mean, exactly. Oh,
so.
You mad that Megatron finally had a bad game out of all these times? He's just been balling. Come on, man.
Basically.
What's the other one they had on here? Someone with Brandon Jacobs back in October. On life, Brandon, if you don't rush for 50 yards and 2 touchdowns tonight, it's over for you and your family, nigga. Like
this is what I mean. I brought this up
if Brandon Jacobs' ass kicked down your dough with some heat, you're going to piss in your pants. You're going to be like, oh, shit, I ain't say that. My bad.
And this is what I'm talking about. I had mentioned this in the past where some guys went up to Brandon Jacobs while he eating with his family. Like, hey, dude, what is up with that fantasy football? Like, dude, what the fuck? It's fantasy football. You're the right. Key word in it being fantasy. It's not real. I mean, come on. It's fun and games. This is why I can't
see. Oh, and he said followed by that was, fulfill my order stated in the previous tweet. Oh, that's your life, bro. And I'm not
fulfill my orders. Like, what?
Right.
Who are you? Like, you're one out of billions of people in this nation. Now I'm going to listen to you.
Right.
Who the fuck? Go somewhere with that.
Like, oh, so you want me to play? You want me to be head coach and offensive coordinator and call my number all the time?
I'd run every single play if I could.
Like, oh, you gave me 2 touchdowns, but you ain't give me them 50 yards, nigga. Like, the fuck?
You gonna give me 2 yards and 2 touchdowns? What is that? That's some bullshit.
You know, how come you ain't run the ball more? Like, oh, I'm sorry. Let me go talk to my offense coordinator and say, hey, this nigga who got me in the fantasy league is like, hey, you need more carries.
Tell your coach to give me some carries, son.
Yes, I got Ray Rice in the league, and I'm like, what the hell is wrong with y'all?
I'm doing the
same. And I vent, but I'm like, I'm not going on Twitter to be like, that's your life, son.
Yeah, and. My thing is, man, with Twitter now, it's gonna at some point they're gonna monitor it, like seriously monitor it. And y'all out there throwing out all these threats and shit like that, believe me, the police will be knocking on y'all doors.
Come on, man,
because it ain't funny. It's not, it's not that serious.
It's a game.
It's a game. It's fantasy. Like, that is what I don't understand. Whatever. If y'all get this pissy and moany about it, don't play or don't put any money on it.
Right. Look, the players understand because they play it too.
Hey, thank you.
They know, like, all right, there are going to be some guys who are going to get rib them a little bit because they're like, oh, man, I lost my game because of you, man. You should have put up. And they're like, all right. Some of them be like, and, nigga, so what?
Yeah, exactly. Give a damn.
They're like, all right, cool, yeah. Right.
Nigga, we won.
Yeah, next week I'm going to try to put up some numbers.
I'm going to the playoffs and you not.
Right.
Right. God, 21 zip Philly.
It's starting to look like Boomy ain't
going to repeat. And Nick Foles threw another touchdown. Fucking
I'm gonna kill you, J. Cole.
Matt Forte. It's a rap, son. Nah, I'm just playing. Yeah, it's just.
Yeah, we can get mad, and afterwards he's like, all right, shit.
I don't. I mean, it is what it is. Right. I made it to the championship. I can't be too pissed.
Right.
It's not like I didn't make like, it at hey, all.
I'm
so.
Not. I don't own a piece of the Bears. Yeah, I'm not exactly. one of the 52 niggas in the roster. Like, ugh.
Matt Forte ain't like, my homeboy.
I ain't buying no ticket to go to the game.
Exactly.
Sitting about in that cold.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm freezing my ass off, and you get in the damn end zone? Shit.
Oh, boy, that's funny.
I mean, hey, Bears fans used to it, unfortunately.
Yeah, so, hey, I mean, but that, you know, you take you deal with the fantasy football. You take the good, you take the bad, and you enjoy it and have fun with it. Amen. You don't get too serious with it. You don't threaten people's lives or people's families with it. It's so dumb. And it's elementary.
Y'all
it's immature. Exactly. Y'all weak. Y'all some sorry ass niggas. So
cut it out.
Knock it off.
It's like, yeah, it's like, come on.
Play some Jimmy Vollmer on you.
Gee.
Oh, man.
Yeah, well, we want to thank y'all for joining us in the Brothers Lame Sports Happy Hour.
Definitely.
As always, you can find us on iTunes. We are on Stitcher as well. Mm-hmm. Just do a search for Black Is. We are part of the group of podcasts under the Black Is umbrella, as well as Coach Connection. And, of course, the Black Is Break.
Going on, what's going on? And I also want to take a few seconds to shout out to my boy Trent Williams. Man's making some big-time moves. We'll be moving to Boston to be a shoe designer for New Balance.
Okay.
So always happy to see some young African-American brothers making some strides and succeeding in life. Watch this kid grow up from a little tot to a grown-ass man. So, hey, good luck and wish you the best, sir.
That's what's up, man. If y'all want to hit us up, you want to leave any comments, any feedback, you can do that on iTunes. Leave us 5-star ratings.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it on our website, www.blackisonline.com. Just go to the show page. You can leave some comments there. If you want to hit us up directly, please email us, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. Holla at us on Twitter, @brotherslayman. Leave us a voicemail, 323-455-4219. And, well, y'all checking us out, please check out the other great podcasts under mm-hmm. the Support Your Own Movement. A lot of great podcasts out there.
Yes, it is.
Hopefully in the 2014, we hope to get some of y'all on pretty soon so we can chop it up with y'all, talk some sports, and hear what y'all got to say.
Definitely, definitely. And definitely want to thank all the listeners out there, all the continuous listeners out there, all the first-time listeners out there. Thank y'all for tuning in. Tell your moms, your dads, your brothers, your sisters, your cousins, your aunties, uncles, everybody, your dogs, cats. Chickens, ducks, rats, mice. Tell everybody about the Brothers Lehman Happy Hour where it goes down. And from your hosts, Chris and Jonathan, where we have given it to you strong and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all.
Holla.
If you niggas ain't scared, throw your set, throw them up. If you niggas ain't scared, throw your set, throw them up. If you niggas throw them up. If you niggas throw them up. If you niggas ain't scared, throw your set, throw them up. If you niggas ain't scared, throw your set, throw them up. If you niggas ain't scared. Dropping hostages with no apologies. We breaking laws by Nick. This nigga's big business, bitch. A war is in order. Get it on and hit. Oh, motherfucker. Own the gates and release the beast of hell. Yeah, let you sit. Yeah, let you sit. Yeah, might as well get it crazy in the last days. Stay blaze, take slaves, big grace, bitch. Don't play.
Coming from the darkness of the cut of North Memphis, bitch. Killers from the evergreen garden. We don't set drip. But my niggas doing time and 201 for the crimes. Gangsta line and throw the funky town sign. I'm on that other level. Yo, grab the shovel. Cause many bodies dropping several. To meet the devil. We fuck with plastic, all that wood. This hate is wood. Right through a hood, but our hood. It's not no good. I wish you could.
Throw them up.
moved up. Who that wanna play the opposite, better throw it up. It's the convict and the mafia. Trey six and us dropping ya. From the shop, but you won't try, I'm popping ya. I be the outcast of the last stop, and I'll put him up in the guillotine. You know what I mean? He's ripping clean off your feet. Street freak to the beat. Heat till you go sick. Didn't peep with a mean. You be deep. AD tweaking. Who that was in the cut getting rough? Who that big and be the peak from Chicago to Memphis? Stressing your emphasis on bullshit, but you didn't know we was on.
Blizzards, all hoes, they're sassin' the air.